Although much smaller than the 5,000 parishioners that were expected, the gathering in Plaza de la Reforma Square was still somewhat unprecedented for the city of Cancun, uniting Catholics, Protestants, and Jews for an interfaith prayer vigil on climate change. Pastor Rudolfo Udepeja was one of the organizers of the event.
We have people from the climatic change, and we have also the Catholics, Presbyterians, all kind of religions. The idea is stay here together and pray together to God for the Lord can heal the land. You know, we have the many problems, and we can stop these problems, but for God, nothing is impossible. We can pray to God, and He will answer or pray. We are sure for this.
We also pray for COP16 that is going on. We pray for the governments that are there. We also pray for other continents. We pray that you're going to help us and that we are going to do something about the earth and that we are going to guard our Mother Earth. Because as we can see right now, a lot has been done and what we can see is just a mess.
Also attending the prayer vigil was Victor Menotti, director of the International Forum on Globalization. He says that in order to mobilize mainstream Mexican society on an issue like climate change, it's important to reach out to the churches.
What we need here is to have a strong pressure on all governments at the summit, but particularly the Mexican government, because the president of the summit, the COP, is plays a very important role in the process in keeping it democratic and open and transparent. And the catastrophe that we saw last year in Copenhagen was in part a result of a very manipulative process by the presidency of the COP, which was Denmark. So that's what produced this controversial Copenhagen Accord, which is going to set the world on a path to, 4 degrees, which is double the temperature increase that science says is safe. And that doesn't provide the assistance for developing countries to really help them make the transition. So it's a collective suicide pact as a result of a manipulative process. So the planet can't afford that anymore. Africa or the island states going underwater, nobody can afford this. And we need a strong process with a strong leadership from Mexico.
However, some Mexican citizens say that their country is behind on pushing green initiatives into Mexican culture.
In Mexico, it's hard because we don't have the culture of the separate garbage or the take care of the water or the planet with pollution with cars. And I'm sure that the right thing is that the government would have to invest more money in that and preserve the country. But maybe the politicians only think of the power and the money and the... And no, it's hard. We have to think of the country.
Negotiations on climate change between 190 countries are just getting underway in Cancun and will continue until December 10th. For WMNF, this is Kelly Benjamin.